This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
Well, I wanted to chat about my little kitty grow up. I'm a beautiful 12-year-old cat now called Suki, and I love her dearly, even though she now lives with my parents and not me, because I got her in high school and it's fine. And she has had a little day surgery today. Little nip and tuck.
Bit of work done.
She had. Sorry if you're eating, anyone, on the drive home. Just be careful driving whilst eating. A little cyst on her near her eye, which is not dangerous. It's not hurting her, but it's quite annoying.
Yes.
And it's like, who wants an ugly cat? So my parents have taken her to the vet.
Wait, so you're saying who wants a cat? Full stop.
Ooh. Oh, you're not a cat person.
I'm not, but keep going.
Well, I'm just going to move over here away from you. And so one of the vets said, look, we can take it off for $600. And then we went to another vet that said we can have it for $300.
You keep going?
Exactly. And it's like you're bargaining to fix a car. It's like, how do vets work? I'm very confused. Also, when she was a little kitty, she had a lump in her flank. I guess it's like a cat muffin top. It's the bit that hangs down. And she was tiny, just a little. I only got her a couple of days. And then I went to the vet and they were like, look, it could be cancer. She's talking about kitty chemo. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that could be so expensive. It ended up being a hernia.
A hernia?
What? So I don't, like, was she lifting heavy boxes?
Was she moving a fridge?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what have you been up to, little kitten? You're in a shelter, but they worked you hard. I guess it's my little dilemma. It's like, you know, you love your pets and you pay for them, but gosh, they're expensive.
Did you get the work done today?
Yes, just getting the work done.
Sookie's getting sutured. Yep.
Little Sooksies. And I'm just wondering, because people have pet insurance.
Mm. Did you consider home surgery?
No,
I got a really good knife that I got from Bunnings.
No.
It's very sharp.
What, like, is it chloroform?
And I can sew, so you just, like, set the needle on fire a little bit, disinfect it.
Rachel, that's upsetting.
Do not do this at home.
Please don't. But I was just wondering, yeah, everyone loves their fur babies. I mean, they are little kids. So how much have you paid for a surgery for your animals? Like, what have you? Are you a vet? Can you help me with this dilemma? What are people trying to rip me off?
Joy 94.9.
You're with Rach and Dean, Jackson back to the drive home. Now this is Scared of the Dark, the Seventh Heaven radio edit. Your steps on Joy.
have any money left because my little kitty Suki had a weirdo.
Pussy problems.
I do have some pussy problems. I've gone in for a nip and tuck on my 12-year-old cat. All of this is sounding very terrible. But I just think with pet ownership comes great responsibility. I think people take that for granted. Dogs for Christmas and such. And my kitty's costing me a lot of money. I spent $1,000 on her when she was a tiny little kitten. She had a hernia for some reason. And now she's gone in for surgery. It's going to cost $300. But it was quoted $600. So I don't know. Have any advice about which vets to go to, or is pet insurance a good way to go?
Well, we have had a message in from Rachel from Mount Waverley, and Rachel has said that there is a vet clinic in Bentley that are the most dedicated, inexpensive vets she's ever been to. One vet quoted her over $600 for her kitty's dental work. Who knew your cats needed their teeth brushed?
Hollywood cat.
They do. No, they do. They need to scale and clean.
Yeah. Well, her Dr. Anne merely did a quick gum scrape for free during a general consultation, and she's highly recommended them. And she said now she has both cats insured up to the fur balls.
Oh, good one.
Smart idea, Rachel. Yes, definitely.
Beautiful Rachel.
Jack, here's someone who can sympathise with you.
What's happened?
Karen from Melbourne said her dog swallowed a corn cob, spent a week in puppy ICU, had two surgeries for a total of $10,000.
Oh, no.
And didn't make it.
Oh,
that's awful.
Karen.
I'm so sorry, Karen.
We are sending our condolences to you. That's a horrible story.
But you love them so much. They're part of the family. What do you do?
That's true. They definitely are.
Absolutely.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured provider section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.